بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue in the series of discussions covering the book, the three fundamentals, and we have reached the point where the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, began to speak of additional evidences concerning the types of worships which he presented, that these types of worships, as all worship, should be directed only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he began with the dua, the worship of dua. He said in the hadith, الدُّعاءُ مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. Invocation is the core of worship. This hadith is weak. The correct narration is الدُّعاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Invocation is worship. Invocation is worship. So he began with the first type of worship, and this is the dua, because it is the most important worship, due to the hadith which we just related to you, that is الدُّعاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. الدُّعاءُ is worship. And the dua in the Noble Quran comprises two meanings. First, du'a'u al-ibadah, which is called du'a'u al-ibadah, invocation through worship. Invocation through worship. This is invoking Allah, complying with His commands. Why? Because He subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered and commanded His slaves to invoke Him. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 60, وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم ان الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. Your Lord says, O people, invoke me. This is His command. And supplicate to me, making your worship. You see how He made it as worship? The dua made it as worship. Making your worship sincerely for me alone, and I will answer you and pardon you and have mercy upon you. Indeed, those who disdain to worship me. So he called the dua here, he called it worship. Worship me alone will enter hell fire in disgrace, in humiliation. So whenever the Muslim invokes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complying with His commands, then his dua is worship. Then his dua is worship. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. After He commanded the believers to invoke Him, He said, what means? Those who disdain to worship me alone. So, anyone who calls others besides Allah, seeking something from them which none but Allah has power over, then he is a mushrik, one who worships others besides Allah, and an unbeliever. Whether this person that he is calling, he is absent, dead or living. But suppose you ask someone something which he is able to offer, able to do. You tell him, oh such and such, give me such and such. Give me this thing, or give me that thing. There is nothing wrong with this. It's okay. But if you ask a dead person or someone who is absent for the same thing, then this becomes shirk. Because the absent and the dead and the like cannot do these things. They don't have the ability to do these things. And if someone does this and calls upon them and invokes them to give, to offer him such and such thing, so if someone calls the dead to offer him something, this really tells that the invoker, the supplicator, believes that the one he is calling, the dead, the absent, etc., may have some control over the creation. And that's why he commits shirk. So in case someone calls upon the dead to be offered something, this indicates that he believes that this dead person or absent have some kind of control over the universe or over creation. And that's why it becomes shirk to do that. The second type of dua is called dua al-mas'ala, meaning when you request something, this is supplicating, requesting something. This is called dua al-mas'ala, dua of request, dua of request, dua al-mas'ala, dua al-mas'ala, supplication when a request is made. This is invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him to bring a benefit or to ward off a harm. Now, if someone invokes Allah, asking him to bring a benefit and to ward off a harm, and while he is invoking Allah, he is complying with his command to invoke him and anticipating the reward from Allah, then in this case, the two types apply of him. The two types of dua are manifested in his work, in his invocation. The dua of worship and the dua of request. This is the first type which the author spoke about. The second type of worship which the author spoke about is fear, al-khawf, fear, reverential fear. He said, وَدَلِيلُ الْخَوْفِ, the evidence and the proof of al-khawf, of the reverential fear, is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So don't fear them, but fear me and beware of disobeying me if you are truly believers. If you are truly believers. What is fear? It is a kind of reaction manifested upon expecting something which will bring about harm or destruction or injury. This is the meaning of fear. And fear is of several types. fear is of several types. The first one is الخوف الطبيعي. الخوف الطبيعي, which is called the natural fear. The natural fear. الخوف الطبيعي. Like fearing from an enemy, fearing an enemy, or fearing a wild beast or animal, or a snake. This is not worship. This is natural fear. And this does not oppose the iman, the faith. If someone fears an enemy, or if someone fears a predatory animal, or a snake, or a scorpion, because this may exist in the believer, naturally. As with the case of Musa alayhi salam, with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Allah says about him in Surah Al-Qasas, Surah 28, verse 18, قال الله عز وجل about Musa, فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب. فأصبح في المدينة خائفا يترقب. So he became afraid, looking about in the city, waiting as to what will be the result of his crime of killing. As you know, Musa killed that Coptic. And the person is not held blameworthy for this type, as long as it is real, not a delusion. If it is a delusion, or due to some kind of weak cause, not really a strong reason for that, then this is blameworthy, because the person in this case is considered a coward. Is considered a coward. The second type of fear is called the fear, the secret fear, the secret fear. Fearing someone like an idol, thinking that this idol could cause harm to the person, or fearing a righteous man, a friend of Allah, wali, who is away from him, far away from him, fearing that he can cause him harm or affect him in a way or another. And this is the kind of fear which is overwhelmingly possessing those grave worshippers and those who have this kind of illegal attachment to the awliya, to the friends of Allah, believing that they can bring benefits and cause harm and the like. So fearing someone buried in a grave, or a person thought to be pious who's away and far. This type of fear is kind of secret fear. Some of the scholars, this was mentioned by the scholars, this as being a case of shirk, in fact. The third type of fear is fearing in a way leading to abandon an obligation, leaving an obligation, or doing something forbidden, fearing mankind. Like, for example, abandoning, relinquishing the enjoyment of right and forbidding wrong, fearing people. This type of fear is forbidden and blameworthy. Why? Because whatever causes an obligation to be abandoned, or causes something forbidden to be done, is itself forbidden. Why? Because this is what the author cited. This is in the proof is in that which the author cited in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran in chapter 3 verse 175. قال الله عز وجل فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. So don't fear them, but fear me and beware of disobeying me if you are truly believers. And fear is praiseworthy when it prevents the person from being disobedient to Allah and leads him to fulfill his obligatory duties or obligations to Allah and to avoid what is forbidden. This is now praiseworthy. Our Shaykh rahimahullah said, so if this goal is reached, then the heart settles and is at peace and is dominated by joy at the blessings of Allah and hope for His reward. This is the praiseworthy fear. And when it will become blameworthy, when it causes the person to despair of Allah's mercy and to give up hope altogether. The fourth type of fear is خوف تعبد وتعلق. This is the reverential fear. Fear of obedience and worship and attachment to the deen of Allah and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fear which leads the person to obey Allah and to keep away from sins, and this is particular to Allah alone. Attachment, adherence to this fear is from the greatest obligations in the deen, and attaching this to other than Allah is from the major shirk. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah asserted that if the person does not fear Allah, then he will follow his desires. These are two of the worships which the author rahimahullah asserted in his text. The first one is the worship of dua, and we knew that the dua is of two types: dua of worship and dua of request. And the second that he mentioned is al-khawf, fear, and we came to know that fear is four types. We continue inshallah discussing the rest of the types of acts of worship which the author related in his text in the coming classes. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So this concludes number 13, and inshallah we continue the next tomorrow. Walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah.